to understand how semiotic systems express meaning, it is necessary, first of all, to define what Saussure called the sign. Now, a sign consists of two parts, what Saussure called the signifier and the signified. Now, the signifier is simply the form. For instance, if we take a simple word in English, such as chair, that in writing will be spelled C-H-A-I-R, and in speech it will be pronounced with a sequence of phonemes sounding like chair. Now, the signified is the particular meaning that a particular form evokes. So, for instance, if I say chair, in isolation, that could mean many things. It could mean, for instance, something that you sit on. It could also mean someone who is the head of something, for instance, the chair of a committee. But the important point is that as particular signs are put together, they will evoke particular meanings. Hence, we get the distinction that Saussure made between the signifier and the signified. Now, I've talked just about meaning in terms of language, but it's also possible to apply to any semiotic system the notion of sign. If you think back to the dog wagging its tail as a sign of happiness, or lowering it to the ground as a sign of submission, you can think of the tail as a sign. It has a form, and then how that form varies will have a particular meaning. Now, finally, it is important to realize, as Saussure argued, that most signs are arbitrary rather than iconic. In other words, speakers of English have chosen the word chair to designate, for instance, an object that somebody sits on arbitrarily. There's no real connection between the signifier, you know, the form of chair, whether it's spelled or spoken, and the signified, what it means. So therefore, the relationship is arbitrary. And most linguists would consider that most signs within language are arbitrary. However, there are a few cases where the sign can be iconic, in other words, where the form represents the meaning. Good examples of this are words that express onomatopoeia. So, for instance, woof woof for a dog, meow for a cat. In the chapter, I talk about words ending with the sequence spelled SH, such as crash, smash, which suggest rapid motion. But again, the extent to which you can apply iconicity in language to any significant point is debatable. I mean, there are some linguists who think there is more iconicity in language than I'm suggesting exists. But I think the sort of predominant view would be that linguistically there is an arbitrary relation between the signifier and the signified. Next slide.